This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 226 for Monday, January 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are modestly higher on Monday amid lighter volumes of trading. With the final settlement still pending, the March contract gains $3 at $630 per ton, while the May contract adds $1.80 at $636.50 per ton. The United States markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and are scheduled to reopen this evening. Support for canola is coming from upticks in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Small declines in global crude oil prices are putting some pressure on vegetable oils. Continuing frigid temperatures are forecast for the prairies and are hampering grain movement. Conditions are forecast to return to normal come the weekend. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is keeping its call on Canadian canola production for this year at 18.8 million tons, compared to the 18.3 million by Stat Canada. The USDA projects canola ending stocks at 1.68 million tons versus the 1.45 million from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada last month. AAFC will issue its January supply and demand report next week. In the Commitment of Traders report for the week ending January 9th, spec fund traders accumulate a record short position in canola at nearly 121,760 contracts. Canola crush margins fall back with the nearby March position at about $183 per ton above the futures. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday afternoon with the loonie at 74.43 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 74.7. Unusually cold temperatures and lots of snow continue across much of the United States. Reports from Germany say well in excess of 10,000 farmers are protesting in Berlin against the federal government's plan to end their tax break on diesel and to cut farm subsidies. A recent cold snap across Europe is likely to have damaged winter crops in France and Germany. While most private consultancies peg Brazil's soybean crop at 150 million to 155 million tons, Patria Agganicio slashes its call to 143 million tons. In Argentina, the Rosario Grain Exchange forecasts the country's soybean crop at 52 million tons and the corn crop at 59 million. Meanwhile, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange projects the Argentina wheat harvest at 15.1 million tons. China ups its corn production to 288.23 million tons and trims its soybean output to 20.84 million. And China reports that soybean imports for the 2023 calendar year are up 11.4% at 99.41 million tons. That's a look at the ICE futures for Monday, January 15th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.